comentando la nueva agenda urbana. Vivencias y prácticas que se reflejan en mejores ciudades.
Today we are in commenting the new urban agenda with James Andrews. James is the facilitator of the UN Major Group for Children and Youth.
James, welcome to the program, and I would like to ask you first of all, like, how do you get involved with this group of United Nations?
Well, it's good to be here. The way I got involved was I worked for an NGO in Nicaragua, and through that I found my way into the United Nations Major Group for Children and Youth. I was originally working with a different process, the WHS, World Humanitarian Summit, and then through that I found my way into the Habitat 3 process, which is what we're participating in now.
James, obviously young people all over the world have certain issues that I think bring them together when it comes to the moment of discussing or becoming activists of these different movements that young people belong to. Which would you be like able to identify as the main concerns of young people around the world that you, with all these people that you have discussed from the different countries that you have been working with in the United Nations?
Sure, it's a good question. I mean, it's hard to pinpoint one specific thing because there's so many issues that affect young people. And I think one thing that's really missing from the United Nations system is that young people make up, 50% of the world's population. Yet we are completely underrepresented when it comes to having a seat at the table, specific things being passed on our behalf. So, I mean, the things that affect, say, a person in Europe, a young person in Europe, is going to be the same as affect a young person in Latin America or Africa. So what the UNMGCY does is try to bring that all together, to bring people together, build bridges, and so that young people together can participate in these high-level processes to give us a voice, to give us a seat at the table. We have certain advantages as young people, I'd say. Social media, for example, is a fantastic tool that we can use. We've been using it a lot here at the Habitat 3 Summit. And
In Latin America, there has been a lot of comments and situations around the inclusion of like gender equality. Okay, and that is one of the main points also in the new urban agenda, the inclusion of women and girls as part of the... I wonder if the situation in Europe is different. Do you think that women in Europe have already been maybe a little bit step up than all the problematic that we have with these issues in Latin America?
I mean, I don't know the situation in Latin America well enough to comment. I mean, in Europe, there is still a huge amount of misogyny. There's still a huge problem with the glass ceiling. And if you look at, for example, the high-level diplomats or people in charge of corporations, it is still majority white men. So it's not just an issue of women, it's also an issue of ethnic minorities, people with disabilities. There is still this issue in Europe, I think. But things are changing slowly. And I think in the past 10 years in particular, we are moving towards a more equal and a more equitable society.
Another situation that affects a lot of young people, mainly in Latin America, has to do with violence and all the processes and the situations that in many cases bring young people to end up belonging to gangs or violent groups. Is that also something you can comment on as different aspects of this influence of violence in the young people that you notice around the people you work with in the assembly?
Well, I mean, violence and gangs, there are so many causes of that, and you'd have to ask a criminologist, I guess. But one thing that the United Nations Major Group for Children Youth does is it brings together youth organisations. And if a young person in Europe or Africa, wherever it is part of an organisation that, you know, gives them focus, gives them a purpose, that can, you know, take them away from crime, take them away from things that be detrimental to society. So I think that's one very important thing that we do. It's giving young people a place to be and to try to make a difference in the world.
Okay, James, thanks a lot for coming to Habitat 3 and helping with this interview and also being part of this very important group that obviously, as you mentioned before, includes one of the main actors of society, which is young people and children.
Thank you for having me. I'd also like to thank the people of Quito for hosting us. It's been a fantastic experience so far.